Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're joined now by a player. It's funny, you and I were debating his Hall of Fame candidacy. It came up on the show the other day, and without putting the cart before the horse, that did kind of seep into the conversation. We're talking about Calais Campbell, who was, you know, I mean, if you know the NFL, he hasn't been under the radar. But in terms of maybe to the fringe fan, little under the radar, maybe because of some of the markets he played in. I know the Cardinals were pretty good for a few years when he was there, but, you know, and Jacksonville had a minute as well. But two of the smaller markets, now he's with, you know, one of the best teams and one of the best franchises, great city, and they had the big game this weekend against the Steelers. Calais Campbell, five-time Pro Bowler with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Calais, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, living the dream.
Yeah, you are, dude. You really are. I mean,
how can you not, man?
He is living the dream, this guy.
You're a couple years past 30. You're still playing at a high level. You're on a competitive team right now. And, you know, you play the Steelers, as BT mentioned. And, you know, do you feel the rivalry? Obviously, you've only been there for a couple of years. But do you feel the rivalry? We were talking about how rivalries have kind of gone by the wayside in the NFL because of player movement. But this Steelers and Ravens rivalry still feels like it's strong. You feel it?
Almost definitely. You know, there's definitely a feeling in the building, you know, this week that's different than other weeks. And, you know, it really started even before this week. I mean, you can tell, you know, earlier in the year, you know, teams are like, hey, you know, I mean, players on the team were like, you know, these games matter, but you really don't become a Raven until you play against the Steelers. You know, it was circled on the calendar. Even when the game moved, because originally we were supposed to play them last week and we have a bye this week.
Yeah.
But when they had the schedule change, they moved to what we had to bye before. And so everybody was excited about that because we had extra time to get ready, you know, for this game.
You know, and when you bring up this, you know, this game, it's the Steelers are at a height right now. You all are at a height right now. And a lot of people believe that this is a game that's going to define, you know, the division. How important is this game this early in the season?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, division games are usually worth two because you get, you know, you get the win and you also get a game up on them, you know, with the loss that they get in their division. So it's definitely very important. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, there's a lot of football that we played and, you know, we go out there and play our best ball game. It doesn't mean anything. We win this ball game and we still got a whole lot more work to do to get where we want to be. And if something happens where we don't win the ball game, I mean, we still are in position to do whatever they want to do. So it's not end all be all. But at the same time, I mean, it's a statement game. It's more of a mentality where, you know, just get that momentum going, you know, into these November games where they really start to matter and trying to end up where we want to be. These games really start stacking up and allowing us to be in that position to control our destiny.
So we're talking to Calais Campbell, and he's on his third team, Arizona, Jacksonville, now the Ravens, first year there. Five-time Pro Bowler with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Every culture's different. Every building's different. The energy's different. The messaging's different. Calais, when you first walked in, I don't mean when you first signed the contract, but like the first day of business, the first practice, the first team meeting with Coach Harbaugh, the first sense of real football stuff, what was your first impression of the Ravens building?
It's a very good impression. You know, you kind of learn quick that, you know, thing that's most encouraged is communication. You know, I mean, you know, there's no such thing as over-communicating here. You know, there's definitely a brotherhood that's formed by over-communicating and really kind of really getting to know each other. And then on top of that, you know, it's really like, you know, the model is always, you know, we want to lead to lead in effort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's I like that. You know, I never heard that before. And that was pretty cool because at the end of the day, you know, I mean, everybody has talent. Every team is talented, you know, but what are some things that you can control that nobody else, you know, I mean, you can just set yourself apart. You know, that's one metric. If we can lead the league in effort, at least, you know, have that mindset where nobody's going to outwork us. You know, they might be able to match us, but outwork us.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be in a position to be successful at the end of the year.
How's Harbaugh different from other coaches that you've had?
Man, Harbaugh, I think the best thing about Harbaugh is that, you know, he loves to tell stories and everything has a mentality that's going to allow us to kind of think a certain way. You know, I mean, he definitely is, you know, the most talkative coach I've ever had, you know, and trying to make sure that, you know, just the way of thinking, the mindset is created a certain kind of way. And I like that because, you know exactly what you're saying or what they want. I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. Communication is key, and you got to like your head coach. Otherwise,
that whole family like stories.
Yeah,
Steve.
It gets
the
hard.
Whole Harbaugh crew.
Yeah, Jim is the same way for sure.
And his dad.
Like, you guys were on the bye week, Calais, and so you haven't played with Yannick Ngakoue, but he is there. Obviously, the trade from the Minnesota Vikings. What's he going to bring? We know that, you know, pass rushing is paramount in the NFL, especially when you're going up against teams in your division that have some pretty good quarterbacks, Baker and Joe Burrow, who's obviously both young, but Ben Roethlisberger this weekend, I mean, you got to get pressure on him. What are you expecting from Ngakoue now that he's on the edge here with you guys?
Yeah, I'll tell you, in practice, I mean, he looks spectacular. You know, I mean, just this the way he's come into this organization and tried to, you know, I obviously, you know, a new player comes into a place, you want to make your presence felt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first couple of days of practice have been incredible. Now, obviously, you know, you want to do that in the game situation. And I play with him in Jacksonville. I'm very familiar with him. And I know what he brings and how hard he plays and how bad he wants it. So I expect him to go out there and be a force. And now, obviously, you know, he's trying to learn the playbook still. He's trying to figure things out. So, you know, he's not going to get as many reps as I'm sure he wants to get, you know, yeah, starting out. But, yeah, you know, in those past situations where he can go out there and just, you know, and bend the edge and go to work, mm-hmm, I expect him to go out there and be a force and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And really, I feel bad for every quarterback we're playing in the future. I mean, obviously, you know, we are really good pass rusher front, in my opinion, already.
Yeah.
But adding him makes us that much better. I feel like, you know, we really got so much better in that trade, bringing him in, and I can't wait to see what we do together.
I don't blame you. You guys are going to destroy people. And, you know, you talk about getting to the opposing quarterback. What I'm curious, we're talking to Calais Campbell, the Ravens, with us here. Calais, what was your impression, you know, from a distance? You know, I don't know how well you knew him. He's obviously younger, and he's in the league a couple of years. You've been around a while. What was your impression of Lamar Jackson from a distance, and what is your impression of Lamar Jackson now that you see him every day in the building as a teammate, as the leader of this team?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, from a distance, I didn't know a whole lot about him. I just knew that he seemed like a very humble guy and a guy who just is very gifted and blessed to play the game of football. And so, you know, when I got here and I got to see the way he works and just, you know, see how much he loves the game of football, it makes sense. I mean, his success is there because he puts the work in. I mean, you don't get to go out there and do what he's done if you don't put the work in. And so I thought it was really cool to see how hard he works. I mean, he loves going out there and practicing. He treats it like he has a big smile on his face. You know, a lot of times you play this game, you know, you see guys who just, you know, struggle to get through practice, and on game day it's a lot of fun. Well, with him, I mean, you know, practice is fun.
Yeah, no, you can tell. He just seems like a likable guy. I've never met him in person. I think BT met him because of the Heisman thing with CBS Sports Network. But he seems like he's fun. Tell us, Dez Bryant. I think he's there now. What are you expecting from Dez? Is he still got it left? We know that he had the Achilles issue. He signed now. What do you think about Dez?
He's practiced with us the last couple of days.
Okay, great.
And, you know, he's been working the scout team and just kind of getting back into to playing shape and doing a thing. I mean, just doing his thing and trying to get a feel for the game again. And it's been great to see. I mean, He seems like, you know, the scout team quarterbacks are throwing the ball, you know, pretty much, you know, probably 50% of the time. So he's getting open and score to see. And I feel like, you know, he can really help us win some ball games once he kind of, you know, learns the playbook and works his way into the rotation. And I think where he's going to make the biggest impact, I think, is just being that veteran presence.
Yeah.
Because our receiving corps is very young. And so it's nice to have a guy who's been on the big stage and who's made Pro Bowls and all pros and just can give advice to our younger guys and help them learn how to create space and get open and be able to do different drills after practice to work on becoming a really good player in this league.
All right, man. You know, listen, we may as well throw this by you because as I was bringing you on the show, I referenced the conversation Tika and I had the other day. I'm sure it's not centrally on your mind, but come on, you've been around a while. You made 5 Pro Bowls. You're a student of the game. When I say the words Hall of Fame and I mention your name and we were debating the merits of your candidacy, what do you think? You think you've had a Hall of Fame career so far? I know it's a tough question I know it's a tough one to answer, man. But yeah, honestly, do you feel like you've done that so far?
Well, I mean, I hope that when I'm done playing this game, I end up in Canton. That's always been the ultimate goal. And, you know, I'm going to go out there and play every play trying to show that, you know, that I'm worthy. And hopefully when it's all said and done, you know, I get there. You know, like if I was retired today, where I get in, I have no idea. And honestly, I'm not retiring today, so it really doesn't matter just yet. But
yeah,
I do hope that when I'm done playing, you know, I hope to get in.
Yeah, you don't sound old, but because you're not old. You're only 34 years old, but you have that old head voice.
He
man.
Does.
I'm telling you, does. You know what I mean, Calais. You walk. I played with a couple of those guys. Lomas Brown. Like 36 when I got there. It's like he's got an old head. All right, good luck to you. Good luck to you, Calais. Man, keep doing what you're doing. You're leading the team in sacks right now with 4. So it was a good acquisition by Baltimore, and we know that you're going to keep doing your thing because that's just what you've done your whole career, man. Good luck and congratulations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.